This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
The word is getting out. Newmont graduates have an average of 2 point offers per graduate. They're entering the workforce at average starting salaries of $60,000, which is just under 20% over the national average.
This is Brad with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm in South Jordan, Utah. I'm here with Julie Blake. Julie is with Newmont University. Welcome to the podcast, Julie.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Newmont is a different place. It's a different kind of university. Julie, introduce Newmont. I know this is what you do for a living with your role in recruitment and marketing for Newmont.
That's right. So you used the word different, and indeed Newmont is different, and different by design. There are three important ways that Newmont is different from a traditional university like MIT or the University of Maryland, and from technical schools like DeVry or ITT. And those three ways are, first, that we're an accelerated program. Our program is immersive and accelerated. Our students go to class from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and graduate with an accelerated or accredited Bachelor of Science in Computer Science degree in just 2 years. The second way our program is different is that it's project-based. As part of our degree program, students complete a series of increasingly difficult projects in order to get real-world experience in computer science as part of their degree program. And the third way that we're different from traditional universities is our faculty. Our faculty are, many of them are published and are considered distinguished faculty and are industry leaders in the field of computer science.
So a lot of nuggets there. I could go any way with that. But one of the things I'm interested to hear, I think the listeners will be interested to hear, is the program's a two-year program, 8 to 5. It's like a job in a sense. So when people come to Newmont, by the time they leave, they've been part of projects on a day-to-day basis, just like they were, in a sense, employed. What about the university experience? We're not at the state university here. Is there time to party? I mean, how does that work for the students?
So I'll be honest with you, Newmont isn't for everyone. And, you know, if frat parties and football games is something that you want to be part of your college experience, Newmont's not for you. That's not what we do here. And we, again, are different by design in that our students attend class from Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m., and it's designed that way to mirror the environment our students will be in when they enter the workforce. So our students, though, do have social lives, and some of that social life is on campus. You know, we have intramural basketball. We have LAN parties and a LAN league that as an ongoing way. Many of our students are interested in gaming and in programming. We have software development competitions on campus. And our students do have social life. So, you know, we're here close within 15 minutes of world-class skiing and snowboarding, hiking and mountain biking, and our students participate in the outdoor environment. But, again, this isn't your traditional university environment.
So for you in kind of recruiting and marketing, that probably puts somewhat of a challenge on you. How are you finding and what are you doing to market Newmont and bring the right kind of students here?
That's a great question, because over half of our incoming students are coming directly from high school. But the Newmont University student is pretty pragmatic. They're making, in many cases, the decision to attend Newmont specifically because it is different. And the notion that they're going to go to college and spend 2 years in general ed and then use old technology is something that they're not interested in. And so they're choosing Newmont because of its focus in computer science and its focus on state-of-the-art technology and its focus on education and curriculum relative to computer science versus, you know, football games and frat parties and so forth.
All the other, what traditionally now is called university life.
Right.
So is it hard? Do you find it challenging to find students? Do you have to re-educate them? Do they expect to go to Ohio State or something like that?
There's the reasons why students who learn about Newmont University from their high school teachers, or you know, they learn about Newmont online, they first learn about Newmont and they're attracted by the accelerated curriculum. They're attracted by the real world program and the fact that our students are doing projects with technology leaders like IBM, Microsoft, and some others. But once they understand the level of experience that they get as part of a two-year degree program that's directly related to industry or developed in concert with industry, that's really what gets them here or gets them to come to Newmont.
Well, I know that there's a lot of the programmers I've talked to that have come through the traditional university experience, and they kind of feel that they learned, you know, Pascal or BASIC or something silly to kind of get started with. And in a sense, that's what they played with when they were 12 and 13 years old, long before they had written their first programs in, you know, C# and other kinds of things, right. Java, that they're playing with when they get to the university.
Right.
How are you different in that area?
Well, not only do our students learn the technologies that industry is relying on today, and you know, the education in general is sort of there's a perception that's relatively true that academia hasn't kept up with advancements in computer science. A wise person once said that it would be easier to change the course of history than to change a course in history. and what that means is that it's difficult for traditional curriculum, computer science being no exception, to evolve. And it takes a lot for those. And so one of the benefits benefits of starting a university from scratch or from a whiteboard is that we're able to start with and then build a process to continually improve and update the technology that we teach.
And one of the other things is that you do take a lot of outside help, in a sense, from the industry.
Right.
You've got close relationships with the industry leaders, Microsoft, IBM. Is that really a helpful thing for you?
Absolutely. Our customer is the employer who will hire our graduates. And we believe that's in the best interest of our graduates. A traditional university would tell you a very different, you know, would the student and, you know, the faculty and research associates who are responsible for the continued development of the university are really the end customer. You know, maybe the Board of Regents who continue to develop the course or the future of the university. But we are directly working with the employers who are looking for the best and brightest in software development to hire, and that's who our curriculum is built around.
And it must be doing something for those employers, because as I've learned, Newmont has one of the higher per student graduate salary rates,
right,
compared to the standard graduating. That's got to be good for recruitment as well.
Absolutely, and it's something that the word is getting out. Newmont graduates have an average of 2 offers per graduate. They're entering the workforce at average starting salaries of $60,000, which is just under 20% over the national average. The National Association of Colleges Employers reports that new graduates in computer science enter the workforce at $53,000 a year. So we're quite pleased with the early results that our graduates are seeing.
And the employers, what are they saying? I mean, they're paying for these graduates, so they must be looking for a certain skill set, and they're willing to pay more.
Right. Well, one of the benefits of the way our program is designed is that the employers who hire our graduates are generally not surprised by the quality of the education our students receive because they're involved with it. IBM, Microsoft, IHC, EDS, they're doing projects on campus, so they're very aware of what our students are capable of. in many cases, they're hiring students that they've sort of watched evolve during their 2 years at Newmont. And so by the time they go to work for one of those employers, the employer has a pretty good sense for what that student's capable of.
We're just ready for your second graduation, even today and tomorrow. So thank you for taking this time. How big is the university? You know, demographics, male, female, you know, race. Is there anything like that you could talk about?
Sure, absolutely. So we currently have 285 students on campus. You know, so we students begin the program at Newmont each quarter, and we let students start the program every January, April, July, and October. And so every quarter, students graduate. And so today, and you know, if you come back next week, we'll have a different number because we'll have had some graduate, and then a new group will start in January. Our students are predominantly male, sadly. We're doing what we can to recruit more women, but if you've ever worked on a software development project, it's a very male industry, not unlike engineering. So we're doing what we can to get more young women attracted to the field of computer science. Our students come from 44 states and 9 countries. By the January start, I think we will have most states covered. They're coming from all over the U.S. and moving to Salt Lake City to attend the program.
The graduating class today or tomorrow will be able to have at the commencement a keynote from CA's CEO.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about big names here. They're coming to support, I assume, the kind of work that you're producing.
Absolutely. So John Swainson, who's the CEO of Computer Associates, has been a supporter of Newmont from long before we had students. He was with IBM then, a senior executive as part of the software group at IBM, and helped the founders of Newmont really identify the source of the problem. There's a software industry menacing problem, that new graduates in computer science are generally unable to build complex systems, not without on-the-job training. And so Newmont was founded to address that problem and to address the employer's need for new graduates in computer science who not only had a solid foundation in computer science theory and general education, but could also work on the business side and had presentation skills, collaboration skills, team leadership skills, and business skills that would allow them to be able to think analytically as part of a software development team, but also technically translate business priorities through technology to software applications.
So it's less about the bits and bytes and more about the solution that they need to create. Is that the project style that you... you're famous for? Is that what you're talking about?
It's part of it. No one graduates from Newmont without knowing how to program, but you learn that in the first quarter. You'll spend the rest of, you know, the balance of 9 quarters at Newmont learning higher level skills or higher end software development that include architecture skills, team leadership skills, project management skills, so that you are ready from day one at your employer to take on a complex project and bring it to implementation.
So how do you round out these, you know, highly intelligent, motivated engineers that want to get a degree and get out and code in a couple of years?
Yep.
You know, are they taking humanities classes? Are they, you know, learning anything about the arts?
Absolutely. Our students take 54 credits of general education. There's a misperception, really, of Newmont. I'm often asked about Newmont's focus, and if we think our focus on technical skills in computer science is dangerous. And I'm always surprised because our students take a broad range of general education courses, including Japanese and photography, music and language arts. So our students have not only team leadership and collaboration and business skills, but they also have a solid foundation in general education.
I think one of the other things from what I've heard from some of the graduates is they get to work a lot with real employers because they're working on projects for large organizations and even small organizations. Does that help them, I would assume, in the workforce?
Absolutely. So we don't allow new students who come into the program to build software applications for companies that could let satellites fall from the sky in their first quarter. So students enter the program as
freshmen.
You leave
that for the graduates.
Absolutely. In their first quarter, our students do what we call internal projects, or they're projects that have been designed to give them basic software development skills. And then they advance to smaller enterprise applications and then larger enterprise applications, so that by the time they graduate, they've had a choice to work with small to medium to large enterprises. Some of our students are very entrepreneurial, and they want to earn a degree in computer science, but potentially own their own company and do a software development startup. Other students want to earn a degree in computer science and go work for a world leader in software development like IBM.
Let me ask you a little bit about trending in the future. There's a big need here in the United States for engineers. You know, we say that we're short.
Yeah.
You're doing all you can do, I would imagine, 250-plus students. What do you see happening in the next 10, 15, 25 years, and how is Newmont going to help that?
I mentioned earlier that Newmont was founded to help bridge that gap, or to help to address the shortage of new grads in computer science who are trained not only in computer science theory, but in the practical aspects of software development. And we intend to scale. We intend to enroll more students in our program and to add new campuses in the future to make our program more accessible to students nationwide and globally. Bill Gates has just completed a tour where he's traveled across the United States talking to high school students about the opportunities, the career and salary opportunities in computer science. I think there's a misperception after the dot-com bust of 2000 that computer science jobs or programming jobs were going offshore. You know, why major in computer science? Because we all know people who've been laid off. But that's true. If you go to college and earn a degree in computer science, and when you graduate, all you know how to do is program, it's likely your job is going offshore. And so what students need to really understand the curriculum and the program that they're enrolling in to ensure that when they graduate, they have the skills that industry needs today.
So growth will be through new campuses, new territories,
Yep. And
kind of repackaging your model.
Absolutely.
Where can we tell people to get more information about Newmont?
Our website. It's www.newmont.edu.
And new is spelled?
N-E-U-M-O-N-T.
Yes. We've got to get them to the right place. Julie, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.